hole in the wall. On the side of my house lives a cool little fella named Ricky Mouse. Now you may not have ever heard of Ricky. He's not quite as famous as that other mouse, Mickey. But Ricky has a story, and I'll tell it now. It involves a dog, a cat, and a cow. It gets a little crazy. It'll make you say, wow! But then it turns out okay, and I'll tell you how. Ricky has a girlfriend, and her name is Winnie. I know what you're thinking, but I didn't say many. She went into my kitchen for some bread and cheese. Saw Yoshimi, my cat. Yo, Ricky, help me, please! She started to run away from Yoshimi. And Ricky ran up and yelled, hey, cat, chase me! The cat stopped a second and turned around and saw Ricky standing there, jumping up and down. Yoshimi gave chase, and Ricky grabbed a bandana that was wrapped around the neck of my dog, Montana. Montana didn't notice and ran out to the lawn and then right down the street with Ricky still hanging on. And while he got a small shock, he didn't even wince. I need to turn up the voltage on my invisible fence. And now remember, Montana didn't know about Ricky. But Ricky was thinking, this is gonna get tricky. Away they ran, over the hills and far. Away they ran, while I gave chase in my car. Until I couldn't see them, and I shrugged so long, and I thought to myself, my doggone dog's gone. But while I was heading back to my residence, Montana was hopping over a barnyard fence. He landed on a cow, and the cow jumped up and landed on the back of a delivery truck, which was speeding down the road towards my neighborhood to deliver fresh milk, which is always good. The cow started mooing and the driver stopped right in front of my house, and Montana jumped off and ran right in the house like he'd never been gone and went right for his food with Ricky still hanging on. Ricky finally jumped off. The cat was fast asleep, so he grabbed a little bread and took all of my cheese. That's the end of this story. Yes, that is all. Ricky's safe with Winnie in the hole in my wall.